going on, guys? We're back to the Mac Method podcast. How is everybody doing today? How is everyone doing today? We have my good old friend, my good old buddy, buddiest of pals, Monica.
I'm back, baby. Oh, of course, fuck. The dogs start barking right when we start.
Dude, I know. We like didn't even fucking like. We say two words and they already start to bark their asses off. I'm like, what are we doing, man? My belly is so full, man.
Mine's not. Mine's never full.
Are you sure about that? You was looking a little hefty coming out that
bro,
truck.
That picture.
Oh my god. So we went to Dylan's birthday dinner tonight. He is almost going to be a whopping 30 years old.
First of all,
okay, he's 28.
Wait, hold on. Can we just acknowledge Mac just called me?
What, a fat heifer?
Bro. Dude, now you have to explain why you said
that. All right. So, it's okay. So was I. It was fine. I was looking like I wore triple XLs in the picture. So basically, we went to dinner. It was called this place called The Ranch. It was literally phenomenal. The food was so good. It was like, so last weekend we went to the Texas Day Brazil. We loved it. Perfect. Beautiful. And so this weekend Dylan was like, hey, I want to do a birthday dinner with everybody. And so, you know, he's like, well, I'm going to choose the place. So he chooses this place called The Ranch. And it's like literally kind of like Western comfort food almost, but like steaks and like all this Texas ass fucking shit you can imagine is there. Imani, actually, our AC didn't go out this weekend, so she wasn't laying in our fucking bathroom butt ass naked if you listened to the last episode.
I actually got ready and I was on time.
She did. I was really shocked.
And it was like so fast. It was like 45
but
minutes.
She was about to be late because I literally came into her room. She was I heard like boom, boom, boom. I said, Monica, what are you doing in there? She's like, I'm rearranging my room.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's like shoving her bed frame against the ceiling, tossing her fucking cubicle in 360s.
My room, and I was vacuuming. I thought it was 3 o'clock and it was 4 o'clock. Like, I dead ass thought it was 3 o'clock. And I was like, dinner's not till 6. I'm going to rearrange my room and put all my clothes away. So my room was like, my mirror was on the opposite side. I flipped over how it's not usually. All my drawers were out.
Literally, like, her whole room did a giant makeover. Like, it looks good in there, but she was flipping pizzas, doing fucking drugs in the corner of her room. I wondered why she turned around and had white shit all over her face. I'm not sure, but anyways,
tell me why you call me fat.
Okay, we're getting there. So basically, anyways, we left the house. Mom was looking, sheesh, I was hyping that girl up. I said, whoa, baby, mom, you try to come home with me. God damn, mama. She was wearing a black skirt, mini skirt. I was like, girl, yeah, baby, yeah.
That's a really good hype woman.
I said, we about to fuck. I'm, yeah. So.
Wait, but actually, I ripped my skirt, my first black
skirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Mac had to come in my room.
She put on this one black skirt. She said, she's like screaming across the hallway. I'm like, Mon, what is it now? Because anytime she does that, it's always something. She's being so dramatic and it's never something that's like super serious. When she's pitching a fit over it. And she's like, Mac, come in my room, please. And I'm like, oh God, what does she want now? So I go in there and she's like bent half over. I see her asshole. Poop crumbs around her butthole.
Oh, what the fuck, bro, I had a thong on, so there ain't no way.
And so she's sitting there and like bent over, and I'm like, she's like, my skirt ripped, and I'm like, girl,
my ass was too fat.
Yeah, it was too fat. She made a lot of booty gains.
Mac helped me shimmy it off, and then I put another one on that made me look snatched.
Yeah, and then she's wearing this like me and Mon borrow Tristan's shit all the time, so we grabbed a couple of her shirts and we're like, well, we'll wear these to dinner. And so she put on this Mon had this like white long sleeve on, and it had like went up to a V at the top, so it like really makes you look snatched in the waist. And then she had this black mini skirt on, and I was like, damn, mama, damn, that's a big bit. No. No. Her waist is looking skinny and her ass is looking fat. And I had to tell her. I hyped her up. We were good.
It was really genuine.
It was genuine. But then, after the dinner, for some reason, we didn't fucking take a group picture before we went to the dinner. Which, I don't know why we didn't do that, because of course we're going to be fucking bloated as shit after the dinner. And so, I don't know. We didn't think about that. Tristan was like, well, why don't we get a group picture? And so we took the picture and we were like, you know, meanwhile you're taking pictures, like, you know, when you get a group picture, you're like, oh, this is probably turned out fine. Like, I'm posing okay, right? Wrong, literally.
Tristan came and stood next to me, and Tristan was wearing a black jacket that was draped off half the side of her body, and the swoop of her jacket lined up perfectly with the swoop of my skirt, so it looks like
my ass. Her ass looks like a semi-truck, like she looked double wide, like a double wide trailer.
Bro, I've never looked so big in a picture.
I said, whoa, Marty, you eat a little too much shrimp and grits there, baby, or what?
It was so dramatic to see you.
Okay, but to be fair, we both looked the picture I said. And of course I was on the end. Every time you get on the end of a group photo, you're immediately looking like triple the size that you actually are. So I see that and I'm like, why the fuck do I look like somebody's dad on the end of this picture?
And Mac had her arm like the eighth grade, like hand on his.
I don't know how to take pictures, man. Unless it's in the gym, I have no idea what to do. I don't know what to do.
Mac Daddy was looking real emphasis on his dad.
I was looking thick.
Thick with four like, C's. And very. I was looking...
I looked like I was about to cook the whole family 5-star steaks at dinner in a grill out.
I saw that we instantly like looked at each other and died.
Total meathead.
I told everybody else because I like winked at Mac. I was like, guys, this is really unfortunate, but unfortunately the guy like he must have not hit take picture.
Me and Mon are scarred from that picture. We there's no coming back from that. No, that is not seeing the light of day. I don't care. I think Mon, can you delete that now?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because that was actually disrespectful. I looked at the picture. I said, there's no way I look like that. Don't.
No. Please.
Make it
hey,
stop.
I'll tell you what. You guys DM me your worst picture ever taken of yourself, and I'll send you the one of me and Mac.
Yeah, that's the only way you're gonna be able to see the picture, because that had to have been the worst picture of me. I don't know. There's a lot of bad pictures, but that one's the top three for sure. I was like, why do my arms look like 25 inches around? Why do I look like I can fucking deadlift like 1500 pounds off the floor? There's no. Absolutely not. Anyways, our dinner was super good though. Mon had a fat ass plate, and of course she was the last one eating, as always.
I got shrimp and grits because I had to stay on my diet.
Yeah, she's doing 75 hard right now, so on top of that, and then plus like she's not prepping for a show, but she's working with a coach right now, so she is following like a stricter like meal plan.
She told me to get a burger.
Yeah, and this bitch, I said, get a fat burger while you can, which he said you could. And she's like, no, too many calories. Bitch, get the burger. Get the fucking burger. Like, I don't know. I think there's such a big, like, stigma, I guess, around, or like, once you get started into bodybuilding, it's almost kind of like you can't think of your food anymore as just enjoying food, almost. It's like, it starts to become an awful relationship with food. I'm not even kidding. Mon, why are you laughing? What's funny about that? She's showing me a picture of fucking Dylan. Enough. Phone down. Hang up and hang out, bitch.
Okay.
God damn.
I was laughing at it because we were talking about the food and I was going to describe my
She's
food.
Sidetracked. She's so sidetracked.
Anyways. So no,
you can't think about like food as just like a luxury anymore. It's just straight numbers. Isn't that right, Mon? Literally, Mon can't eat anything without being like, how many calories do you think is in this? I'm like, Mon, this is not normal behavior.
It's normal to me, though.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, to Mon. Anything's weird is normal to Mon.
Okay, Mac Daddy. Now, why don't you tell them something? What you have typed on there?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, weird? You guys know I write down like my little topics that like happen throughout the week. And these are just a couple things that I wanted to throw out here that I thought you guys wanted to know about, right? On my, for the podcast topics today. So I am chilling in the kitchen. I'm just like, all right, I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I was like making breakfast, whatever. And I'm like, all of a sudden, it's like kind of quiet. And I'm like, all I hear is, and I'm like, hold on. Because who's in here? Who's in here licking some shit up? And, like, I'm looking around, like, no one's in here. Who was? Actually, Mon, were you in the...
I was in there because I heard
Okay, Mon, okay, so Mon, I think, was at, like, the dinner table or something, but she wasn't, like, she was on her phone, she was distracted. So she didn't pay any attention to it, and I hear just lapping up. And I'm like, okay, like, Mon, you're right over there? Like, you licking your bowl clean or what's going on? And I turn and Ranger, Dylan's dog, is going absolutely nuts over Tank's penis. Tank's penis is getting the biggest blowjob ever.
Ranger!
I said, Ranger, why? Tank, why are you letting Ranger lick your penis right now? Your wiener is just chilling out and getting lapped the fuck up. There's no... dogs have no fucking... What? Ranger constantly humps everything, too. So I'm like, we're very convinced. I don't think I've ever seen him hump. Yeah, he's humped a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's like very, like, we're starting to think Ranger might be gay. I mean, all power to him. I can tell he likes his wiener, which he's is fine. Like, that's Jeffrey fine. Dahmer. Whoa, that's cannibalism. Monty, not who has the best blowjobs? Not let me give a man a blowjob. Well, I guess he did, like, molest boys. Yeah, so I guess that's. Saying. But he didn't eat. Well, he ate them, but Ranger's not eating Tank. I think there's a difference here. But yeah, I don't know. Ranger has just been really strange. Like, he's a nutcase. He like zips around the house. Like I swear to God, like, I don't know what is wrong with him.
He's just your typical short haired hunting dog.
He's a GSP.
They're crazy.
Literally. I just don't know how. I don't know where the fuck, who told him it was okay to just give fucking Tank a blowjob?
Just give head on the couch.
I know. Absolutely. Who told Feral, Tank it was disgusting. Okay
to just take it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, I know who told him that. It was okay to take him just casually on the couch.
Oh, Tristan?
Trixie, baby.
Trixie. What are you going to do with
you? Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier. Remember when I was like, I'll just say it on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because like you have this and like we're talking and it's like, I wonder how many people that we like know personally, like that we were at dinner with tonight, for example. Like we could talk about any of them and if they don't listen to it, they would never know.
Oh, yeah. Because like, well, it's weird because I'll have people come up to me at the gym, like some of my friends, and they'll come up to me, they're like, hey, I listened to your podcast. And they were the last person I expected to listen to the podcast. I was like, oh, like, you listened? That's crazy.
So it's like,
but it's like cool because I'm like, oh, shit, like, I didn't know they listened, but that's cool. You know, but like, if I know, because I don't know if any of them listened.
But it's like, it would be like a good, like, you'd get more listeners if it's like, maybe we talk about you. Because honestly, what if we do? Like, there's people that we like don't know very well that will like randomly
like mention.
Or that you'll you know, like maybe you're on it. Maybe we talk about
you. Maybe you should listen.
Yeah, maybe you should listen. I don't know.
Should we start some beef?
We just short
today at. We're not naked.
Did you hear that? Today at the coffee place.
What is wrong with Monica today?
I go, can I?
Okay, let me explain. Because Mon's not going to be able to get through this story without fucking dying laughing. So basically, we pull up to our favorite coffee shop, 151. Like, literally, they have every fucking sugar-free option possible. Like, do you want fucking sugar-free peppermint toenail clippings? They have it. They literally have it.
They have everything.
Any sugary option you could possibly imagine. So it's like literally create your own like dream coffee, basically. And so it's like only local to Texas. So obviously all the Texans listening to this, you guys know what it is probably.
And if you haven't, then
you need to go. But anyway, so it's a great coffee shop, whatever. They have a drive-through. So we go and I'm like driving. I'm like, okay, like pulling in. We get up to like where the lady is like taking the orders and they have the little iPad out, right? She's like, hey, what can I get started for ya? And I'm like, I'm gonna get that. Blah, 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 blah.
Tell me your order.
Okay, my order, my go-to order is iced macchiato with oat milk and sugar-free vanilla. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna get that. Medium, please. Thank you. And then she looks at Mon and she stares her up and down. And she's like, you're coming home with me tonight, baby.
I said, okay, free coffee, yeah. Free coffee. Say less.
Yep. So yeah, that's the story. Mon got her pussy ate out by what is it, cashier lady?
Yeah.
By her dog. Can you even?
I am not into.
Have you seen that girl that got? I told you about this, where that girl got like. She put like peanut butter down there. She made her dog like eat her out.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, that's so gross, right?
Bestiality. That's so nasty. Yeah. I don't understand that.
It was on the news. I want to say, I'm pretty sure this girl went to like one of the high schools that was in my area in South Carolina. I'm not 100% sure, but I want to say that was a thing. Or it was like two separate girls that had done it. But anyways, no, that's not what happened. Money goes, yeah, I'm going to get the sarted. And like, Mom lost it when she said sarted and she meant salted. I'm like, Monica, I'm staring at her like, Mon, I'm like embarrassed at this point. I'm like,
I could just pull it together.
No, Mon was dead ass laughing for like a minute straight. And the lady taking the order was like, dude, like, is she okay? Like, what?
I looked there, I go, I'm sorry.
And I'm just literally glaring at Monica like,
I was drunk, Mac, you're an L friend. You should be ordering this for me. Yeah. I obviously can't.
Okay,
talk.
Okay, because she expects me to know exactly what she wants from this fucking coffee shop. Yeah, she's gonna get the blah blah blah. Like, I don't know what you want,
know,
Monica.
You're not supposed to laugh, and then you start laughing.
She kept laughing even more after she started laughing.
Because it was like, oh, I need to stop laughing in order, and then it made it harder to stop laughing. Especially when I looked up and saw Mac. Mac looked so pissed.
I was just like, Monica, pull it together. Because I didn't know what to order for. I'd have been like, yeah, shut the fuck up, Monica. I got this. She's going to get the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude. But it was actually really funny. After she's done taking the order, we just sat there and fucking busted out laughing. Because we were like, dude, well, of course Monica would do this. She already has like anxiety, like trying to order her own shit. Especially at the coffee shop. She's like, I just don't want them to like get it wrong and like, can light ice please, like, don't forget the light ice.
I'll tell my order too in case any of you guys want to come in clutch one day. So I get the sorted. I get the salt.
Oh, here sorry. She goes again.
sorry okay, let me together.
I'm having heartburn. Holy fuck.
I said, can I please get the iced salted caramel macchiato with light ice? And almond milk. And make it sugar free with no caramel dress. I'm crying. I'm such a high maintenance.
Bitch, that was literally like a paragraph of, that was an essay. Like, that was an essay of what you wanted on that fucking coffee. And that I'm surprised like the ladies even get it right when she orders it. She's like, this and this and this and this and this.
It's always the same, like two girls. I think they know by now. They
probably, she's like, oh, I already got it filled out. You're good. You're good. Go on.
Oh, damn. Mac, I need to be more simple.
Like, oh my god. Monty's just... Money's a handful. Money can't take her anywhere without her asking a bajillion questions to like the waitress or something. She's like, how many pumps is in the sugar-free blah blah blah?
Stop it, you're hurting my stomach.
I'm like, Monica, fuck the calories, am I right? No. Oh, I don't think a lot of people that are on prep or something right now would agree with me right now, but fuck it.
Mac, what did you do the other day? I was like, oh, we have got to talk about this on the podcast. You probably wrote it down. What do you have over there?
I talked about, well, I do have a tooth issue at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know if that's what you're referring to, but dude, oh my god. I'm going to talk about this for a second. So, All right, you guys are going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why have you not gone to the dentist? So back in January, I had some tooth issue. I was like, okay, so I had a cavity and then I guess it got worse because like I didn't go to the dentist because the second you move out on your own, you immediately like don't do anything like set up appointments that you're supposed to have, like especially to the dentist. So you know how you're supposed to get a cleaning every 6 months, however, whatever. And any of you that are like freshly out of the house or like even just on your own now, still trying to figure out life, you know that trying to schedule, well, I don't know. I'm not going to say you know that because this might be just be a personal issue, but like I have like anxiety trying to set up appointments for myself. If it's like with the dentist or whatever, especially that it's been a long time. So basically in January, I got a root canal done on this tooth. And they're like, okay, they gave me a temporary filling, you know, and they were
you
like...
You took that root canal like a champ, I will say.
Yeah, they did a really good job. So it was, I think that's what made it easier. But they were like, Yeah, we're going to put this temporary filling in, and then after 30 days, you need to have a crown put on it, like, or it's gonna, it might get infected. And so I'm like, okay, 30 days, my ass, right? Like, I can wiggle around that. Like, come on now. And plus, at the time, I'm, like, trying to figure out, like, how to pay for this fucking crown, because, like, my dad's insurance sucks dick. So, it, like, pretty much everything after that, I'm, like, having to pay out of pocket for, so I'm, like, I'm trying to be smart about it. A month goes by, I'm like, oh, you know, it's fine, doesn't hurt or anything. I'm like, you know, it should be fine. Another month goes by, oh, be fine. You know, we're fine, we're chilling, we're having a good time. Meanwhile, like, there's a gaping hole in my tooth. There's a crater in my tooth.
Wait, what just month a hole. Was the root canal? What month?
January.
Jesus Christ, dude. That is not just a couple months.
No. I'm not getting you there. Hold on. So, what is it? February, March, April, May, June, July. August comes around and I'm like, wow, really? My tooth is actually kind of hurting now. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, like, it's only been 8 months.
In your defense, I just stretched it does feel like it wasn't that long
I just
ago.
Stretched the 30 days out just a little bit long. It's fine, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, like, maybe. Because I was trying to wait. Well, no, I wasn't going to try and wait till like, January. But I just kept, like, putting off trying to get the crown appointment put on and everything. Because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, it got to the point where this was last week, or what is today? Oh, it's gonna be Monday. So yeah, no, Thursday. So this past Thursday, my tooth started hurting really bad. I said, holy fuck. I was like, I need to schedule a dentist appointment right now. I woke up that morning, or I was like talking to Monica. I was like, Mon, I look like the Crimson Chin. I look like the fucking Crimson Chin. My chin, my jaw was like so swollen. Like, it wasn't even funny. It looked like,
yeah, it looked like she had, like, just got her wisdom teeth removed on, like, that side of her face. Like,
oh yeah, it was so bad. And I was like, dude, I don't think this is normal. And, like, then as soon as I saw it, like, my gums started to swell really bad. And I was like, it's infected. Yay. And it was, like, super swollen and
it was really red. Swollen. It was, like, it made her face look, like, lopsided.
I looked like a little bunny. Like, had stuff in my cheeks. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, and then I knew it was really bad. I knew it was really hurting her because I offered her my ground beef that I cooked of hers. That makes sense. And she was like, I can't eat that because it gets stuck in there and it hurts. And I was like, damn, you can't even eat ground beef.
Yeah,
and
like,
you love ground
dude,
beef.
Dude, stuff would just get stuck in my tooth, but it was, like, It was my fault this whole time that I didn't get a fucking crown put on. So it got infected. And so now I'm on like hydros and like fucking antibiotics and a bunch of ibuprofen and stuff like that to get like everything down. I finally have my appointment tomorrow to start getting it fixed. I have my first appointment tomorrow. And then in a month I'll have my second appointment and then my tooth should be fixed.
I gotta inject her tomorrow.
Yeah, bro. I don't even know. And I'm supposed to fucking watch my baby tomorrow. I'm changing fucking diarrhea diapers. No way.
She's so cute.
Absolutely. She is really cute. But yeah, I've been like, it was funny because I took like hydro. I texted my coach, Dyke. I don't know if you're listening to this, but I texted Dyke and I was like, listen, is it dumb if I take a hydro before I go train? He's like, you are an idiot. Do not do that.
Yeah. Mac told me, she was like, is it a bad idea? Or I asked Dyke if it was a bad idea. I go, why did you ask Dyke? You could ask anybody. And especially you live with two nurses. Yes, that's a bad idea.
I know. But like, so I had taken hydro like, I've taken it on multiple occasions just because of, like, surgeries that I've had. And, like, my root canal in January had it. Oh, I had taken hydros earlier that day. This was on Friday. It was, like, Friday morning I had taken one. So, it'd been fucking up my stomach, dude. Shitting brains left and right, left and right. I was shitting in Monty's room on the ceiling. I was shitting. Yeah, I was shitting in Tristan's bathroom, in Dylan's bathroom, Skylar's bathroom, our bathroom. Shit was everywhere.
Yeah, she had, because she kept clogging up each like toilet in our each like we have 5 toilets in our house and each one like down to 4, down
it was
to 3
bad.
Down to 2.
Yeah, it was bad. But then my Friday session went so fucking well because I was literally numb. I didn't feel any pain in anywhere, so I hit a squat PR. Does that make me a druggie?
Yes,
maybe.
No, she I think was it's like fine. She was like, I don't have any pain.
Yeah, I was like, I kind of like it. I'm like, is this the first signs of becoming a drug addict?
Yeah, Mac was asking me on the way to the gym. She's like, so how do people get addicted to these? And I was like, well, back. And then I explained and she was like, oh.
And then like, after the session, I was like, this is kind of nice. I don't feel any pain. And I'm like, okay, I need to stop there. And you just throw these hydros away. This is bad. Mac is not becoming a druggie, okay?
No, she won't.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm straight. But the place where, so I was a nightmare trying to get my meds from like the dentist and stuff. And they sent them to the old CVS that I used to go to.
This is so fucked though. Actually, like I felt so bad for you when this happened.
Yeah. So I like went to Target. It's a Target like right by our house. And I told the dentist to send the meds there. And then I get to the fucking Target and they're like, we don't have them here. They sent them to your old place that you pick up the meds. So like at another CVS that was like literally 30 fucking minutes down the road. And
when you have an infection, you're like so like,
I was so like agitated.
Like, yeah.
Well, and so also I came from my babysitting house all the way back up to where we live, which is 30 minutes away. And then as soon as I got home and I figured out at the Target that they didn't have them there, I drive 30 minutes back the other direction to this
rush
fucking
hour traffic.
Yeah. In this, the place that the old CVS is at is Meth Central. Dude, there are people off their asses on every corner. And Ranger, I swear to God, go lick fucking Tank's dick or something, okay? We don't have time for this. But yeah, my drive to that CVS is terrifying. I feel like I was going to get injected with some type of thing on the way to the CVS. I took Tank with me. Oh. That was a fun ride. He tried to jump out of the car and like into, yeah, I was like in the line. And for the, get my meds at the CVS, and he was like trying to jump out at the girl.
He thought that she had a pup cup.
I was like, bro. I was like, dude, we are not doing this. Scratching my fucking car. I was like, enough, Tank.
He always does that shit. It fucking hurts if you take him to get a pup cup from Starbucks. He starts like scratching you like to get to the front to get the pup cup, and it hurts.
Yeah, it was like kind of a nightmare. I'm not gonna lie, but I got my meds. We're all good. I've been like just fucking off my ass like with all these meds, and it's been horrible. She's but been tomorrow chilling. Morning we're getting my tooth fixed, thank the lord. Yeah, it's been a little too long.
Yeah, I was a little worried about Mac when I saw her how swollen her
well
cheek was.
So the infection started to go down and now it's like going back up again, so I'm a little scared. Well, like tomorrow they're like,
well, no,
you didn't do it right. Well, I was scared, like, well, the reason I didn't want to go back to dentist because I was like, oh my god, they're gonna be mad at me. And I cried. I deadass cried. Yeah, I cried literally coming
on
back from the dentist and on the way to work because I was like, they're so mad at me for waiting
so long.
Scary. And I know, yeah. I was like, dude, I know they're going to be pissed when I walked in there and they had to redo the whole fucking root canal. I was like, oh my God. But anyways.
Were they mean about it?
Not really. No, they were. I mean, the dentist guy, he was just kind of like, well, like you just kind of, we're going to have to do it again kind of thing. Like he was a little irritated. I could see just because I didn't follow directions, but I mean, fuck it. I'm 20 years old, man. What can you say? Yeah. I'm a young buck.
And honestly, you can never please the people at the dentist. Like you floss and they're still flossing.
I know, dead ass. Yeah. They're like, you don't floss. And I'm like, yes, I do, bitch. Every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both do.
Yeah.
That's why we go
yeah.
Through
I know.
Glasses.
That's why I'm like, I don't understand. But anyways, that has been like the most recent with me. I think I'm like this week will be 8 weeks out from my meet, so I'm really excited for that. I'm gonna probably talk about that in the next episode. All the things that I'm nervous about, all the things that could possibly go wrong, and what I think might happen at the meet. The next thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh gosh, I'm scared. What is
you know
it?
Exactly what it is, Monty. We went to go outside to lay outside.
Oh.
So Monica like refuses to lay out in the backyard because there's tons of flies and it's gross and there's dog shit in the backyard.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun to lay out in the backyard when there's fucking flies
today?
Everywhere. What? Lay in the backyard?
Lay out in the backyard today.
I did because, first off, I was terrified because there was cars driving by and we laid out in the driveway like 2 days ago.
She was out there.
Yeah, and I was scared because Monica had to go on a walk and I was like by myself on the driveway laying in my bikini, and then I saw a couple creepy cars drive by and I was like, that's it. I'm done. I'm going inside and I'm going laying out in the backyard. So that's what I did. But 2 days ago, me and Mon was like, well, let's go lay out in the driveway.
Because our pool closed.
Yeah, because our pool closed. And so I was like, well, that's kind of smart. Like, if we pull our cars back, and so, like, they kind of hide us a little bit. So we're not, like,
yeah, we,
like right up in. Yeah. So our coochies aren't right up in, like, the people driving by. And so we're laying out there, and I'm, like, telling her about this TikTok that I saw. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it, but it's basically, like, And this guy will go down around Miami and be like, he'll be like, he'll go up to girls and he's like, at the beach. And he's like, so how is your arch game? And like the girls have to rate it like 1 through 10. And some girls will be like, oh, it's a 10, babe. It's a 10. And he's like, he rolls out a yoga mat and he's like, prove it. And so they all have to like show their arch game and everything. And then the guy rates it. And I was telling Monica about this. And she was like, ooh, let me try.
Monica, well, I was like, wait, I want to try. So then like I put my ass facing our house. Okay, we kept it PG. I was like being cautious, even though there was cars blocking us.
And meanwhile, there's like a little 5-year-old, mommy, what's that?
Wait, there was some guy walking his kid. Oh, that was when we were taking heel and pictures. No, but so I put my ass like back.
Mommy,
and then,
why does that girl have her pee-pee out?
Why is her pee-pee out, mommy? Why is her butt so dark?
Why does she have lumps on her?
That's cottage cheese, honey. That happens when you eat too many french fries. But so anyways, Mac was laying next to me and she like sat up and she's like, and I like got on all fours. First of all, I was like arching my back. I was like this, and she goes, no, Amon. Like,
she was doing like cat cow kind of thing. And then I was like, no, put your arms out in front. Like,
so I put my arms down and my chest on the floor and I started arching, and Mac was like, damn, okay.
I said that was a 1.
No, you didn't. She's no, like,
I mean,
oh.
gave her an 8.
Yeah,
I think
she said it was good.
But
you know?
One thing led to another, and then she was doing a backbend. She started doing fucking yoga out in the front driveway. If
I
you
told
can
Mac,
imagine.
I'm like, I do 5 backbends every day after my walk.
Who the fuck does that like on a daily basis? Yeah, let me just do some back bends. I gotta keep up with myself. What?
It stretches you out like really.
So
well,
weird.
So I was like showing her, I was like, look, I can do my back bends. And I kept like slipping because I was trying to do them on, I usually don't do them on a towel, I do them on the concrete, and I have my tennis shoes on because I come back from my walk. And so I start slipping, so I scooched down a little bit and I was like, ah, and I like hit the point and I was like in a really nice backbend.
Monty's just doing fucking gymnastics in the front
in
yard.
My bikini. In my thong, literally.
Yeah, I just
and then Mac goes, oh shit.
You know what I thought about? Like, what if like the satellite pictures like
went off
like Google Maps was going on?
Straight tit.
Literally, it's just a fucking nude on the satellite pictures. And like, dude, I bet you that's probably somewhere.
Oh my God,
like,
imagine if it went off when I was doing the downward position, the arch.
That'd be so funny. You like zoom in on Google Maps, so you're like, what the fuck is this lady doing?
Mac was like, oh my God. And she's like, a car. And I was literally like, there was a car driving by. Like, they definitely saw where like I was angled.
Yeah. Well, Monica was in mid back bend. And when mom was in her back bend, her coochie's facing the road, right? And her head's back facing the garage door. And
and Mac's just watching.
This like fucking Altima drives by and like slowly. And like, I'm like, mom, there's a car. And she like smacks down on the concrete. It's like, oops. Like, I hope they didn't see me. She's crying out loud.
Okay, but wait. The reason is because we live, you guys don't know where we live. So we live at the very end of a street. Like, the very end of
Yeah, so it's kind of weird for cars to drive there that way anyways, because there's no really way for them to go.
So I was, like, thinking I was safely secured, and then I obviously wasn't. So that was the coochie backbend story.
That was so funny. Just doing, mom just doing fucking yoga in the front yard.
Mac did it too, though, okay? She just got lucky.
Oh, I did like 2 back bends, okay, because Molly was tempting me. She was like,
she's like, you need to try it.
And she's like doing back bends and shit.
Oh yeah, I was like, can you still stand up like this? And
I know. Like, she's like doing the mom, watch this. Molly's literally the definition of like a 5-year-old.
I like to show off my gymnastics moves.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, but I asked on Instagram again all the questions I received. Hold on.
Mac didn't look at really, she didn't really look at these beforehand because she wanted to be like on the spot reading them. So.
Yeah, so I'm pulling them up right now.
A lot of people, you know, while she's looking through the questions, I'm going to tell you guys a little something. And no, Mac, you're not allowed to chime in on this. Bad parent, okay?
Fuck what?
Bad parent. So Clarence.
Oh my God, no, I know what you're going to say. Stop. Oh my God, how could I forget to add this in the podcast? Go ahead. No. Don't lie to them, please.
I'm telling you guys the truth.
So Skylar has not been home for a while, just because he's been helping his girlfriend get moved in to, you know, the area, because she moved from Tennessee and whatnot. So he has not been able to really check on Clarence. And I know you guys know who Clarence is if you listen to previous episodes. So it's pretty much fallen on Mac, because I never really, like, took any responsibility of Clarence.
Okay, wait, pause. To be fair, I've been working. I've been a hardworking lady, okay?
She has.
My kid has been on the back burner.
So, anyways, it's been, like, probably 7 days. And it's been a week. And I'm coming up the stairs, and I'm about to go to bed. Mac's in her room. I go, hey. I was like, have you been... I think Clarence is dead. And Mac literally goes and, like, covers her mouth. She goes, oh my God, I think he is, Mom. Like, I haven't seen him in, like,
I said, Mom, no, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, because I already know.
I was like, bro, he's definitely dead. Like, I have not, like, seen any signs of life in his crate. And so I, like, Mac didn't even, like, come out of her room, because she, like, couldn't, like, even, like, she couldn't even fathom the fact that he might actually be dead. So when Mac went to bed, I went out there and I grabbed his little water container, and I went in Skylar's bathroom and I filled it up with water and put it in. And I said, hey, little buddy, I don't know if you're in there. I can't see you, but I'm putting water right here, okay, little guy? And I went to bed, and I was like, I did my part, you know? This isn't even my fucking crab. And so the next morning...
It's a group effort, okay?
And the next morning, I get up, no signs of life. I tell Mac, I say, you know, I think it's time to check. And Mac,
I'm like immediately like, please no
breakfast,
please,
like,
no
tears in her eyes.
Don't shake the crab, baby. Don't shake Clarence. I don't want to know the truth.
Digging around, because they're nocturnal. So it was the morning now. So, like, I was like, and he wasn't out at night either, which is, like, red flag. So, like, he's dead. And so I, like,
so he's hit the dust.
So I move my hand around. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, Mac, he's not even in here. And Mac's like, shut up. Like, there's no way he got out. I was like, he's not in here.
Yeah, because Mom was like, he's not in here. Like, what the fuck did he do? Jump out? Like, man's kidding. He has nothing to climb on in there, which is, like, number one, not when the best.
When things are, like, dying, like, sometimes they can do crazy things. So I was like,
oh my God. That reminds me, one time one of my fish, like, literally jumped out. He, like, it was at the top of, like, a bookcase. It's like, well, we had our fish tank. He jumped out of the tank because I found his body behind the bookcase, like, a couple days later. I said, how the fuck did he jump out? It was on X Games mode.
But so that's what I thought Clarence did, basically. I was like, Mac, he's not in here, bro. And I just, like, keep looking, Monty. And so I stuck my hand down a little deeper.
She's digging. She's using a shovel in his fucking cage. He's like, where are you? Where are you?
A shell. I grab it. I pluck it up with my fingers. And I hold it up in front of my face. I look down at Mac. I was like, oh, no. Because there was, like, no, like, nothing coming out of it. I was like, oh, I can't even look, bro. Like,
she's shaking so this shit like, bro, it's a fucking earthquake. Clarence is probably like, yo, what the fuck's going on out here?
It was, like, so bright. And so I shake him a little bit. Nothing comes out. And I flip him over. And I see his little claws all, like, coiled up inside. And I was like, oh, Mac, he's dead. And I looked back.
As soon as she said that, I said, oh, no.
I was like, you killed him. I was like, Clarence, I'm sorry, little guy. I look at him again. An antenna twitches. I go, oh,
he's still alive.
He's alive.
There's hope. There's hope. And I don't know. They're so hard to take care of. Mac, I remember starts, saying, like,
jumping,
like,
for joy.
I was like, no way. My son. Babe, you're not dead.
So basically, Mac and Skylar, you guys are terrible parents, and we need to find him a home. Because okay. He's fucking lonely, and if anybody wants Clarence, hit me up.
He's up for adoption, because I can't pay child support anymore.
But I'll make sure he has water, which, you know, I feel bad for the little guy. He can't help that his parents don't love him.
Fair enough.
It's okay, though. I think they can survive. Like,
not everybody's parents love them. Speaking from experience. Just kidding.
Dark joke.
Okay. So we have opinions on short kings and how it impacts your view on dating them. You so let me think. I personally, okay, how short is too short is the real question, I think, here. Are we talking about midget short, like 5'5 and under? Absolutely not. Well, I'm like 5'5. almost, I'm pretty much 5'6". And no, that's not, I can't date, I don't think I could date someone that's my height or shorter than me. I really don't think I could do it, just because of solely the fact that I'm literally ginormous, and the fact I'm not trying to tower over my boyfriend. I like feeling a little bit dominated in a sense. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm wearing the pants in the relationship. There you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would prefer if, I think the lowest, the shortest I would go is like 5'8", 5'9". It'd be, have to be like a taller 5'8", like almost 5'9". But I think I would date someone that was like that, but they have to be fucking jacked. So that's kind of how I stand on short kings. I love my short kings. I still would consider probably 5'8" short for a guy. That's, I would say that's pretty short. But Monica, how do you feel about short kings?
I'm the same. Like, honestly, I will say
short Monica kings. Is shorter than me though too. Yeah, so keep that in mind.
I'm 5'3". So like, I would say like, I don't know. There's some guys that are like, there's some guys that are 5'7", like 5'8", that I'm like, you don't some guys look can, 5'7",
yeah,
like,
some guys
taller,
yeah,
than
yeah,
you
yeah,
are,
yeah.
You know?
So some guys I feel like can pull it off depending on how their body is. If they're like, because some guys will be like lankier, so they'll look taller.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're wider, they'll look shorter. Mm-hmm. If they're like a 5'9", but they're like wide, they're gonna look shorter because they just look stout, right?
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Like, if they still, like, as Mac was saying, like, make me feel like, in a sense, like, dominated, like, a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I feel like there's a happy medium for sure.
Like, I don't want a fucking massive ass dude either, like, huge, huge, because, like, I don't, well, maybe I would, I don't know. But, like,
Mon has been anti-huge men for a long time, until now, I started being like, Mon, don't you, you don't find that attractive? And I took show her these guys, and she's like, oh, maybe I do now.
Yeah, now it's like, I don't really find, like, super skinny guys.
I'm putting
attractive.
Her on the wave, you know?
Yeah, because if they're so skinny, it's like,
what do you grab onto?
You're gonna toss me.
Yeah,
around.
I know. What are you gonna do, babe?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the one tossing you around
exactly.
at this point.
Exactly. Like,
I'm gonna be crushing you.
Yeah.
We
like,
don't want
I don't
that.
I don't want to feel like that. I don't
yeah,
want to feel like
yeah,
I would
either,
crush them.
Either.
I want them to feel. I want to feel like I'd be crushed.
I agree.
You know?
So would you date somebody that is your height? But what if he's jacked? If he's your height?
No.
If he's
5'3".
No. I know 5'3". That's a that's a short guy. I don't even know if I know any guys that are that short.
I don't think I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably
I think
not.
The shortest and guy like, I know is probably like 5'5" or 5'4".
There's like, I mean, I've seen like really short guys end up with like girls that are like. Really
but
it, a
you
lot
know,
taller.
You know,
and, like,
it's crazy.
Just don't mind.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I there's a there's like TikTok couples I'll see like that are like the girls taller. I'm like, well, you know, good for them. Like I just don't think I could be with somebody that was like my height.
Yeah,
I don't
either.
Know. I don't
yeah.
know. It just doesn't sit right with me.
I
it's
agree.
Like if I don't know. I think it's because if I was like a petite girl, I wouldn't care. Like if I was like pretty like frail and thin, I'd be like, okay, you know, like it wouldn't bother me as much, I don't think. But since I am like a whopping 165 of pure muscle, there's no way. There's no way.
It's like, yeah, it's just honestly like it comes down to just feeling like very I want to feel like manhandled.
It's like, baby, manhandle me, bitch.
I don't want to feel like I'm being any manhandling,
yeah,
you know.
I agree. I do
so
agree.
That's my opinion. But also I will say short kings, do you guys typically like
I feel like they're
really
usually
physique?
Oh that too. Yeah, a lot of short kings have like they're usually on a shorter frame, it looks better just because your insertions aren't like super long. You're like, you know, you look stout and wide, you know, you look huge.
Yeah, look
and
good.
I feel like a lot of the time short guys are a lot cuter than like taller guys, you know.
I find myself like generally the height range that I see myself like catching my eyes a lot is like anywhere from 5'8" to like 5'10".
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I know. I never really look at tall guys anywhere. I'm like, that used to be kind of like a thing. I was like, oh, they need to be tall. Mm-hmm. And like now I'm like, yeah, height is like, I mean, like it's a take it or leave it, to be honest. I'm like, they can be like, I know, I feel like most of the time I'm looking at like 5'9", 5'10" and be like, oh, like, yeah.
And when they're short and
they're
like,
you a little
bone
ball, baby, come here.
Yeah, they're like, think like they're like 5'9", but they have like 6'3" energy.
Yeah,
it's like, so,
yeah. That's a big dick energy. Come on now.
Yeah.
This is best way for men to approach women in the gym.
Oh.
So my take on this is, I think men, I feel like this is so overused of like, oh, don't talk to them during a set. I feel like that's pretty common. Like you just don't do that. You don't do that to anybody. If that was a girl or a guy just saying that, you just don't come up to anybody.
Like I would never go up to Mac
set.
Like mid.
Yeah. Even if
like,
I was, it was
Mac?
My, like one of my good friends, I'm not going to come up to Monica and be like, trying to talk to her mid-set. Like, of course, I think that's common sense. Everybody knows that at this point, I feel like. But for men to come up to a woman, I personally, if a guy were to come up to me and he said something about, like, my physique, or he was like, dude, you're, like, talks to me almost like a bro, mm-hmm. then I'd be like, yeah, you're in. You're mm-hmm. in. Or kind of thing, you know? Or, like, dude, your shoulders are, like, fucking yeah. capped. You, like, you look crazy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I take that as a huge compliment. Or, like, they compliment, like, my work ethic, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Like, going off of that, somebody did this to me the other day, and I don't know if he'll listen to this or not, but he probably was just being nice. But I was like, that's so, like, flattering of him to say. Like, he came over and he literally just complimented my strength. He was like, dang. He's like, I haven't seen a girl leg pressing that many plates, like, for that many reps in, like, a while. He's like, good shit. Like, keep
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I know. That, like, stuff, like, hits different. It does.
Yeah, it wasn't, like,
instead
flirty,
of, like, yo-yo ass fat, that shit clapping, baby.
Yeah, it was just, like, him being genuine, like, noticing that, like, my reps, like, my weight.
Yeah, I know. And, like, I like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was like, that's so nice. Like, thank you, man. Like,
yeah, I know. I think complimenting strength or, like a certain thing about their physique rather than, like, or a work ethic. You can never go wrong with work ethic. But yeah. if your gym crush half-asses it most of the time and she's in there for, like, 30 minutes and she's out, then it's like, what do you really say? Is she the one? Yeah. Is she the one? Is she just half-assing workout? Like, you don't really, I don't know. But at that point, it's probably, like, you just compliment her shoes or something, you know?
I would be curious to see, like, if guys agree with that. So, like, can they comment on Spotify?
I mean, no.
I want to know, like, what you guys think, like, the guys listening, like, if that's how it is, like, for girls coming up to you in the gym, if you like those types of, like, conflicts as
yeah,
opposed
to. I feel like girls will tend to, like, go towards what you're wearing or to compliment mm-hmm. that aspect rather than, like, oh, you're huge, you know, like, mm-hmm. keep it up. Like, I don't know. I wonder how guys, yeah, I do wonder how guys, like, view that. Oh, blondes or brunettes?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, you got your, be careful here because, so, oh, yeah. Wait, oh, they're asking us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Dumb bitch. You guys, let's put her on if she's smarter than a fifth grader.
Edit that out.
Absolutely not. Blondes or brunettes, Monty? For guys, what are you going with? I actually already know her answer.
I find myself always looking more at brunettes, me but I don't too. See very many blonde guys.
Yeah,
not
well, yeah,
very
there
many
isn't. There
guys.
Isn't. Okay, let's go dirty blonde because that's like a light brown or like dark. Okay, yeah, we'll go light brown because there's really not that many guys with blonde hair.
Yeah, there's not.
So like we'll go really light brown, like light brown hair versus like dark, like super dark features like your hair.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna say they're just more populated. Dark features are more populated.
Yeah,
but if they have dark hair and light eyes, game fucking
really
over.
I actually don't like light eyes on guys.
Oh,
I'm not a huge fan. Like a green, like
blue,
I like
green.
I like a green brown.
Okay,
like on guys. Yeah,
I like green actually,
like,
blue is my,
like,
favorite.
I do like light eyes, do not get me wrong, but I don't think I've yet to have like a crush on somebody that has had light eyes.
Okay,
before
okay.
I think I've always been attracted to like more guys that had like darker eyes and like lighter hair.
Okay, so you're
like,
kind of opposite
like,
of me then.
Light brownish. Like I don't think I really gravitate towards guys that have like super dark hair, to be honest.
You know what? I don't know though, because I'm thinking about like my TikTok crushes and like they are more of like a dirty, like a lighter brown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't
really
know.
Hard,
yeah,
to
but I think it's really just fuck blondes, to be honest. I mean, we don't really see those anyways.
They're just not. If you can show me, send me a DM of like a really.
Where's the gingers? We're not showing
oh,
any
yeah,
gingers
yeah,
any
yeah.
love. It's yeah. still fuck the gingers though.
Still fuck. I think gingers are cute. I think gingers are cute.
Okay.
I do. Like
to an extent. I don't know. It's like they're cute. It's not like I would date them. I don't know. Does that sound so bad?
I feel like I wouldn't
date them because your hair color.
I don't know. No, I think there's like I've seen some gingers. I'm like, oh, you're like attractive.
Yeah, but every time you say, oh, they're attractive, then you have to add for ginger.
No, no,
that's how I feel it. That sounds so awful. But like, that's I mean, like, I swear to God, everyone's like, oh, that's a cute ginger. I mean, like, for a ginger, you know, he's cute.
I think it's just like preference, like, cause really like you do, know, yeah. like it just depends. But like, I think I find gingers like I've found multiple gingers attractive. I
don't think I actually ever found a ginger attractive.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I can say that.
And like girls, I'm like, okay, there's some really, really beautiful.
Yeah, okay, girls that are gingers, yes, beautiful. boys, I can't. I don't really? Think I've ever seen a cute. No, I really don't.
Or like a strawberry blonde. Like, I'm like, oh, you're cute. Like,
maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Personality. Personality plays a big role in any guy, though. Like,
brief. Okay. I like this one. This one's like some thought into this. You're a new addition to the Crayola crayon box. What color would you be and how come?
Me?
Juan's eyes just got ginormous.
That's a weird
She looked like she just has seen me naked. That's what Moni be looking like when she see me. She get hard eyes.
Yeah, my eyes turned into hearts like the cartoon. I have my answer. I'm going to say my favorite color.
Okay, well, that's fucking stupid, Mon. Yeah, my favorite color's blue, and I'm going to be blue if I was in the box because that's my favorite color. No. Was that your reasoning?
No, it's not blue.
Okay, not blue, but what's your favorite color, Monica? That wasn't the question. It's...
Can I tell
It's them? What color do you give off?
Oh,
And what color is... Would you want to be if you were in a box?
Oh, I know.
Not just because you like that color.
Monica. I have to create it, though. Like, it's not in there.
What,
right?
Macaroni yellow? Is that what you were going to say?
No, I like...
Chartreuse?
No. I would be a, like, diamond color. Like, a diamond
Diamond's
ring.
Not a fucking color. Yeah, what do you mean?
Like a rainbow, like sparkles. Oh, yeah.
Like a metallic? Metallic.
Think of like a diamond, like the ring you were supposed to get me.
Oh, me and Money have this pact of.
There's no pact. Mac just owes me a ring because we're married.
Yeah, we're married. I proposed to her a long time ago and she declined me. Yes. And I said, Mon, if I was the only lady on Earth and there was no other species and like we could like reproduce to save humankind, she said, no. Who wouldn't want to fuck this? Come on now. Monty.
Because you're...
I was disrespected. I said there's absolutely no way Monica wouldn't want to save humankind with me. Come on. Genetically gifted babies. And you're saying no to that?
It's impossible.
No, in this situation, it's not.
Ew.
Wow, that's disrespectful.
I'm sorry. It's nothing personal.
Yeah, well, I'm taking it all personal.
Okay? I would rather...
I'm
be with
neither,
like, a, like,
let's get this straight.
Old man,
neither me or Moni are lesbian, but I said in this situation, if I was the only one, she said no. I said, I see where I stand. I see my place.
I'm sorry, but no, I took it back though, because I told her I'd marry her and we could just have like an open relationship because like we would just be best friends and we'd always have each other, but we could like date whoever we wanted, you know? So we're getting married. Whatever. Anyways, I would be diamond. That would be my color. I'd be like the color of a diamond.
Now who's
going to
tell her diamond's not a fucking color? Anyways, in Monica's world, she'll be a diamond, which absolutely makes no sense because that's not a color. But anywho.
What would you be, Mac, huh?
I think I would want to be like a really light pink.
That's already in there.
Mon, I don't give a shit. It's if I was a crayon color, okay?
Oh, I thought we had to pick a color that wasn't in the crayons.
It is a new addition. Sorry, I misread.
Yeah.
New addition.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like diamond.
What color's not in a fucking crayon box? There's like 50 different colors in there. I don't know.
What about like a...
I'm an asparagus green.
There you go.
Because okay. I shit diarrhea all the time. That's why. That's why I'm asparagus green, okay?
Mac is macaroni and cheese yellow.
Absolutely not. I actually don't like the color, like, yellow. I don't really like it.
I don't like it either. That mac and cheese looked busting tonight,
though. Oh, my God. I would shove that mac and cheese up my ass.
And, I want to try.
Yeah, it was good. It was really
I'm so
good.
Jealous. I need to go back there. And
my mouth is watering just thinking about that.
Oh, my stomach's growling again. I'm hungry. Okay, so that's our colors.
Yep, those are the colors that we would be if we were in a new crayon box. I mean, how do you say crayon, actually? You say
crown.
You say crown?
No, I say crayon.
I know so many people that are like crown.
Ew.
I'll take that crown.
Skylar says that.
Skylar
says chalk.
Yeah, he says chalk, milk.
Ew. Tristan says big.
Big, leg. That's like Midwestern people,
that's
I think.
Weird
yeah.
Ass shit.
Ooh, this one is a good one.
What is it?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe. or sock shoe, sock shoe?
I don't get it. What?
Dumb bitch. This is why she's never allowed on the podcast ever again.
Why don't I understand?
Why does she not understand? Help. Am I just too mean to Monica? Am I too harsh to her?
No.
No, you're just dumb. Okay.
What the hell? Sock, sock, shoe.
Sock, sock, Monica. And then you put your shoe on. Or do you put your sock on one foot and your shoe on that same foot? Or your sock and then your shoe?
Sociopathic.
What is?
The second one. That is so scary that's even a thing that people do. How do you not make sure both your fucking socks are on before you put your shoes on?
Yeah, I do sock, sock, shoe, shoe. You do sock, sock, shoe,
ew.
Shoe.
Ew.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. That is kind of weird. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that.
No, I haven't. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh, like, how do you tie your shoe? Do you do two bunny ears and then you tie the two bunny ears together? Or you do one bunny ear, loop it around another bunny ear? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, ew. I know the both methods, but I don't like that one where you make two loops. Like, that's not secure.
Yeah, no. There's no way. Yeah, no, I agree. Because no, you're not, like, tying it around.
Like, I've given it so many chances, like, growing up, and I was like, what?
Oh, I've seen, like, people that will do, like, they'll make it way more complicated than it has to be. They're like, first put your shoelace underneath your shoe, then wrap it around twice, and then pull it through the loop, and then do a 360 in your shoe, and then pull it tight, and boom, you got your shoe tied. No, absolutely fucking not. All right, Monica. Here's your time to shine.
Oh, God.
Titty piercings.
Oh, okay.
Opinion on people who have it. And would you do it?
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
I don't know. Wait, all right. First, what's your opinion on people that have it? And then we'll go from there.
If they have perky boobs and can...
Oh, I thought you were going to say perky piercings. I was confused.
If they have, like, their nipples, if they're, what do you call it? NP?
If they're NP.
They have good NP. They're symmetrical, perky.
Just, like, cute. Cute boobs. They got cute boobs.
Yeah, they got cute. Like, I think you need.
What if it's big boobs?
Hey, you know what? You do you, queen. But like, if they're kind of like down where like your belly button is, I don't think that's the.
Do your titties hang low? Do they wobble to the bow? Can you tie them in a knot?
Can you tie them in a bow?
Yeah. So you're saying big saggy titties don't deserve titty piercings. Small perky titties deserve titty piercings. Got it.
Okay, I think they look best on small, perky, symmetrical.
I think so too.
Like, good NP.
Are our boobs too big for titty piercings?
You have good boobs. I think you could.
Lonnie!
I think you could pull it off. I do. I think you could. Wow. I think you would. Yeah, I think you would look good with it. I really do.
Wow, Monty. That like is like. That's like a really genuine compliment. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
She thinks my tits are nice.
Yeah. I would not say the same about myself. I have one tit that is like
one tit.
No, listen,
ginormous. The other tit
when I
is Nemo's lucky fin.
No, like okay. So right now they're the same size because I got off my period like a few days or like a week ago. And when I'm not on my period, when I'm not like about to start my period, my boobs are the like pretty much like every girl has one that's a little bit bigger, but like mine are like hardly noticeably, like my right one's like a little bigger. When I'm about to start my period and when I'm getting off my period, so there's 2 weeks of every month, my right tit is literally like an entire cup size bigger than my left tit. Like I had a picture pulled up today actually of it and I almost showed it to you, Mac, but I was like, that's so scary. And like
scary?
No, it is. I'll find it.
Being the Jeffrey Dahmer.
But like there's no way I could pull it off. And I'm so jealous of like cute girls with cute boobs that could pull it off. Like I think you would look
cute.
Monty,
no boobie is too ugly. Jump scare. Where was the jump scare warning? Fuck. No, I think titty piercings, I honestly think they're badass.
Yeah.
I really do. And I think any titty can have a titty piercing and all hail titties. Am I right? I like them. I don't know if I would just because of I know how bad it hurts because I know someone that has their titties pierced and she has told me that it is very painful. And I went with one of my friends to get his nipples pierced and it was a guy, but like he said it was literally the worst. And I was like, I think that's the sole reason why I would not get it done. I probably would do it if I knew, because also it can get infected like super easily.
You wear sports bras so much.
Yeah, it can get infected and if the piercer's not good and they pierce it wrong, like, it can get really bad infected and it can stay infected for a long time. So I think the sole reason of it hurting so bad, that's probably why I wouldn't, but I would consider doing it for getting it done for like a little bit of time and then taking them out. Like, I don't think I would have it as a permanent thing for sure. Would you do it, Mon?
If, like I said, if I thought I had the boobs for it, if my two weeks out of the month, one wasn't so much bigger than the other, then yes.
Fucking Nemo's lucky fin, baby.
Maybe I'll run it, you know, who knows. My left tit, so cute. My right tit, when I'm like, yeah, when it's that time, is just
got
like,
ugly duckling tit.
It's not ugly, it's just big. It's like, pick a size. Like, I wish either the left one like got bigger too, or like the right one pick stayed a size, the bitch. Same size.
Stay. Like, oh, that's funny. Questions I didn't answer this go around that were a little bit more specific about powerlifting and stuff, I'll probably answer some of those in the next podcast and talk about some other stuff. But not much happened this week, to be honest. It wasn't a very eventful week like the last fucking podcast was. There was so much going on, but this week has been a lot more calm, I would say, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Like, last week was crazy. This week was, like, more chill.
But... yeah, for sure. But, or... we have really busy schedules this week, so we're kind of recording this on a fucking Sunday night.
Thank you for having me, McKenna.
Ew, never say my full name ever again. I don't think a lot of people know that my full name is McKenna, but everyone calls me Mac because that's just, like, that's been a thing ever since I did cheer in high school and middle school. Like, there was two McKennas on the team at the time, and so I just went by Mac, and so it's carried on with it forever. So when people say McKenna, I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to? That's weird. But yeah, Mon, anything else you have to say to the people?
Hey people, thanks for making me feel welcome enough to come back.
No, it's fuck you, Monica. Everyone on three, say 1, 2, 3, fuck you, Monica. If you didn't say it, this is why your mom doesn't love you. And this is why your parents are divorced.
Hey, yeah.
Anyways, I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Monica? Peace.
Oh, was I supposed to say something? Okay, well, until maybe there's a next time. You look like you had something to say. I just wanted to say, you know, I don't know if this is the last time, so.
It won't be the last time. Monica will be on this again. See ya!